Friends, we're keeping on our sermon series this summer. We're working through the book of Acts. Now we're up to the fifth chapter. Here's our scripture today, and I'll tell you how it fits in with what our young people are going to talk to us about. The apostles performed many miracles and signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together on Solomon's porch. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. And crowds gathered also from towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Did you catch that? Peter's shadow. People brought the sick and those who needed healing and those who needed love and those who needed help. They simply brought them out into the streets in hopes that Peter, the disciple of Jesus, would walk by him and simply being in his shadow would bring healing to them. Our question is, what kind of shadow are we casting? What kind of shadow does our life cast? If people were to stumble into our shadow, simply be in our presence, in and around us, would they find healing? Would they find a word of hope? Would they find an offer of forgiveness? Would they find a lending hand or a helping hand? Simply being in our shadow ought to make a difference in the world. I'm about to introduce you to some young people who represent a group of other young people from this congregation who went to Beverly, Kentucky to the Redbird Mission and cast their shadow. And I can tell you, those people who came into their shadow during that week were changed. Us adults who went on that trip with them were changed. Teresa Raines says she's no longer afraid of teenagers. Because you cast your shadow on her and she was healed. What is Redbird Mission? Redbird Mission is in the southeast corner of Kentucky. It's in the poorest zip code, one of the poorest zip codes in the nation. It's in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. And it's where poverty is simply a way of life. Not just for one generation, but for generations to come. And the Redbird Mission has been there for almost 100 years, United Methodists being the hands and feet of Jesus in that region. We got to serve Letty Boland's house. Letty Boland, 44-year-old single woman's never left Clay County. And on that day, she welcomed 13 teenagers into her home, and these young people cast their shadow on her life. But if you listen, she also cast her shadow on theirs. We're going to have three testimonies today of some people who experienced that trip. One of the joys of being in ministry is watching young people hear God's call. We've been keeping our eye on this young woman since I walked through the door, because it's been clear that God's had a call on her life, that wherever she seems to go and whatever she seems to do, people seem to walk away feeling better about themselves. It was a joy to watch Katie Palladori that week in Redbird, Kentucky, begin to figure out what God was doing in her life. Friends, would you welcome daughter of this church, Katie Palladori, to tell you about what this week is like for her.
Hello, everybody.
Take the mic, Katie. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Hi. It's hard to believe that it's only been 3 weeks since we left on our little adventure to Beverly, Kentucky. Now, most of us, when we were leaving, weren't sure exactly what we were getting into. Like, I know I wasn't exactly excited about waking up at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. And then when we weren't even out of Michigan, we blew a tire. And so that was fun. We had to trade in the van and get another one, and then we kept on driving, so we were kind of worried getting down there, but we knew it would all work. Even after all of this, we made it down there, and once we started working on Miss Letty's house, who was the nicest woman I've ever met, and she's so sweet, and her little dog Puggy was adorable, we started seeing cockroaches running up from the floor, and then I found a dead rat. That was fun. So we were starting to wonder a little, okay, what did we get ourselves into? But even through all of this and the giant red wasps flying around while we were sitting on the roof, we definitely got the biggest experience, like the greatest experience ever this week. I know I can't believe how much our youth group grew. We met so many other groups of people. God really worked through us. I think he granted us like more patience. We could all work together. Everybody seemed to get along. Like everybody was kind of wondering how we were all going to like each other at the end of this, but we're all like a big, huge family. And after working at Redbird, I know I definitely want to go into something along the lines of either missionary work or being a pastor or something like that. So I think that Tim and Aaron and Miss Letty definitely helped me to make that decision. They were just so nice, and God just really showed through them. Letty was so sweet to everybody. She welcomed us all into her house, no questions asked. She was so hospitable, and Tim and Aaron dealt with us asking them thousands of questions. I would have been annoyed with us if they were asking me, but it was just amazing. We met so many other groups of people that were there for the same reason, and we were all just so blessed. It was so fun. And I think that after going to Redbird, I'm a lot more open to, I know I found myself a lot more. I kind of opened up more. I realized things that I hadn't realized even about myself and about all of my friends, and it was just really great, and I'm really glad I had the experience of going. So, yeah.
Air popped. That you wanted to, great, we can just call this trip off and go home, right?
Well, I was actually, okay, yeah, that would help. I was actually thinking how I was going to get out of the car with five other guys. I was trying to sleep, and that wasn't easy. So I was kind of more worried about sleeping because it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't really all in tune then.
And if you look back on your Redbird experience, can you just think of one moment where you really knew that God was working in your life?
I think it was the first day I went up on the roof, when I was talking to Tim, and he was talking about all the stuff he had gone through. He only made it to like 9th grade in high school, and he was still just the nicest guy. He knew so much about carpentry and working on the roof and everything like that. And he just really, even through all of that and all the stuff he's gone through, he could still see God. And I think it really kind of opened me up to new ideas and seeing like how God really works and how the sense of family is so strong down there. And everybody really, like, they're all so close. And everybody's just really faithful.
Did we hear you right that you maybe heard a call to become a pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear that? That's good news. That means we're responsible for helping her get that. You guys going to help her do that?
Yeah.
Amen. Would you give a hand to Katie for her great work? Thanks, buddy. Every once in a while, a parent comes along to you and says, probably not fair for me to send my kid on that trip if I don't go along with you. And we were blessed this trip to have several parents come along on the trip with us. One of the fun things to watch is how God works in the lives of a parent and one of their children during that week. What we watched that week was Wendy Roberts and her son Brandon grow together in mission and come out with a clearer sense of how God was at work in their life. I need to tell you, Wendy Roberts put everybody else, especially the men, to shame on how she works, man. Holy cow. Gene, we got a new trustee, man, right now. I'm telling you, Wendy Roberts can get her done. Let's just put it that way. Friends, would you welcome Wendy and Brandon? They're going to tell us about their church.
I'm Wendy, and this is Brandon. We're going to tell you some things. We've been asked to talk a little bit from a family aspect in doing a mission, but some things that were important to us in this week. You want to tell them what you thought was important?
For me, the most important thing was actually helping someone, because I'm the type of person who likes to sit down, play Xbox, watch TV all day. For that week, I actually got a chance to get out of the norm and actually help someone, and meeting all the people from Concord Trinity, one of the churches that we became really close with there, and the church from Connecticut. All those people were just so cool, and they made it easy to go away for a week, you know? And Miss Letty was, like, really nice. Tim and Aaron, as Katie said, they were really awesome people, and That was really the most important thing that came over me at the Redbird Mission.
And I, of course, couldn't narrow it down to one thing because there was just so many great things. Being able to help was an amazing feeling. And just if our work in Miss Letty's home just made her have a more comfortable and pleasing home, it's just such a great feeling. She was a wonderful woman. So the work aspect was something that meant a lot to me. I was fortunate when I was 15 to be able to go on a mission trip, and I still look back on that many, many years later as a great experience. So going in as a chaperone, I was looking forward to getting to know so many kids and adults that I knew maybe their name when we left on July 4th. Some of the kids I'd seen every Sunday at youth group but didn't know anything about them, and it was exactly, we ended the week exactly how I thought. I knew them a lot better. I can look at them now and just smile, whether it was a great work experience we had or just how fun and silly people can be. So getting to know really this group of wonderful, wonderful kids and adults was amazing. And also being able to spend this time with Brandon, I got to see him on the job site. And whether it was him working and willing to try different tasks or sitting on the porch and talking with Miss Letty. You know, a lot of times people think teenagers don't have time for adults, but not this group of kids. This group of kids, as hard as they worked, they also worked hard on getting to know Miss Letty, which is an amazing, amazing thing. Some things I learned about Brandon this week is he is not afraid to step out. He has good friends in this youth group, and I thought maybe he would, around camp and things, just kind of stick with that group. But I was pleased to see that he would step out of that. Like many kids, Brandon would go and take the time to meet some of the other youth and spend time with them and play games or hang out in the dining hall and just talk. So I got to learn more about Brandon. And if I haven't told my husband yet, Michael, he hammers. He can use a little bit of power tools. He will re-roof, so do not forget this one. But keep the paint far away from every one of these youth and Pastor Jeff. No paint. No paint for any of these. Hopefully you'll see a picture someday of what they looked like after we started to paint. And one of the neatest things was that my son is not afraid to express his thoughts and feelings about God, you know, when we got together each night and did devotions, and that just makes a parent feel really, really great. So,
did you want to tell him something about me?
Yeah. One thing that I learned about my mom is, like, really adaptive. Like, we didn't, going into this, the youth and the adults, we didn't know that we were going to tear up the whole floor, put down new joists, and a whole new floor. And, you know, everyone, especially my mom, just, you know, got right to it. They didn't ask any questions saying, oh, but we're supposed to do this. They just got right down to it and they started working. What I would say to other families about mission trip, I'd say just go ahead, do it. It was a great bonding experience for me and my mom. We got really close during this mission trip, and you just feel a stronger bond between us.
I think when families have a chance to go together on things like this, it really is a great experience. Seeing Jim with the kids and Teresa with her kids, I think all the parents who had kids on that mission trip, it was just fun to see them as well because they're just amazing families. It's nice that, you know, our whole lives we try to tell them the better things to do, but this time we actually got to go with them, work together, and show them that... how important and how great it can make you feel to help others and not just think of yourself. And one of the best lessons I think I learned from this happened the very first night when they brought all the churches together, and there was a gentleman who spoke and welcomed us, and he said, you guys showed up. Thanks for showing up. And to me that meant I can do that everywhere, in the kids' school, here at church, or wherever. But if I just make the time to actually show up, maybe I can help someone.
And the lesson that I learned when we came back is you might not be able to finish what you started, but even the littlest thing can change someone's life.
Brandon, they said that you reached out to new people. How come they all were young females? Is that just something I picked up on, or is that your special mission?
No, actually, one of the goals that I set for myself was to actually meet a whole bunch of new people. I met the people from, like I said, the people from Concord Trinity, Katie, AB, Evan, Lauren, all those people from that church, and we just, like, you know, instantly the youth group from this church and the youth group from that church just instantly clicked with, you know, them coming to our devotions and stuff like that, and, you know, the number game thing that we played.
Well, Brandon is a connector, and he really helped us connect with new people. But most importantly, Brandon became one of the spiritual leaders of the group. And when it came time to do our morning devotion that day, the group selected Brandon to read the scripture because they saw the way that God was at work in his life. So thank you to Brandon and Wendy for... Can I just see the other adults who helped make this trip happen? You need to see who else went on this trip as far as adults go. If they just would stand so you all can just see the adults who helped make that happen. Thank you to all of you for going and doing that. Last and certainly not least is a young woman I know that you here at Redford Aldersgate have enjoyed watching grow over the years. In many ways, Becca is the leader of this youth group, and she brings a spirit of joy and determination to what she does. I'm convinced that you can take Becca Matthew anywhere, drop her off, and in a couple of minutes she's going to know everybody's name, and she's going to have them doing some sort of talent show by the time you're done with the event. I think this trip was particularly important for Becca because she'll share with you she had some moments of hardship where she had to persevere and dig deep and to find the strength to kind of keep on keeping on. So would you welcome one of our favorite children of this church, Becca Matthew. Yeah.
Well, first I want to read you one of my favorite scripture verses. It's from 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Beep, beep, beep. Ugh, 5:30 in the morning comes way too fast. Beverly, Kentucky is about 337 miles away from our little town of Redford, Michigan, and starting out with a blown tire
things didn't look too bright for us. Monday morning, our first work day, and at almost 100 degrees, it was hot. But Miss Letty Bowling was our very, very, very sweet hostess. And her adorable pup, Puggy, everyone loved being there every day. The work was hard and tiring. I mean, who wants to rip up a floor and roof a house in 100 degrees? But everyone was very happy and very motivated, always had a smile on her face. Things were going great until I shoved a nail through my foot. At that point, under construction just wasn't for me. Everything on the worksite was awesome, but the real fun started back at camp, becoming the best of friends with complete strangers and getting so much closer with our own youth group. That was a pretty good way to relax after a hard work day. Everyone learned so much about themselves that week, whether it was patience from Tim and Aaron, cuteness from Puggy, or love and hospitality from Miss Letty Bowling and her father, Stanley. One thing that we all definitely learned is that when you spend a week with someone as caring as Letty and you get to know her, it turns out really hard to say goodbye. Through the goodbye tears and the smiling pictures, on our only day of rain, we eventually packed up and headed for home. We are all called to something in life. For us 20, we were called to Beverly, Kentucky, to the little house of Letty Bowling, to do some work that I know she greatly appreciated. As the Lord said, I've called you by your name, you are mine. I think us 20 are called to do one more thing, the Badger song. Come on, come on.
There you have it. Redford Alder's great, great contribution to the mission of the church, the Badger Song. They made that song up on a 9-hour drive to Beverly, Kentucky, and by the end of the week, you wouldn't have seen anything until you've seen 200 kids from across the United States sing that silly song in unison. But it did bring us, it brought us together as a group. We had hoped to show you some pictures today, but they're on the computer, and they'll be in the fellowship hall after, or the parlor after the service during coffee hour. So come and see some of the work that these kids did. You will be really proud of what they accomplished. Let me tell you what they didn't get a chance to say that I need to say on their behalf, and that is thank all of you. You made this trip possible by getting your car washed and getting your car washed again and again and again and getting your car washed when you didn't need to get your car washed. You made this trip possible by eating spaghetti again and again and again. And even if you don't like spaghetti, you came and ate spaghetti. You invested in these young people's lives. Your shadow was cast upon them so they could go forth and cast their shadow upon others. Thank you for the ways that you invest in young people's lives. I hope you are seeing that your small investment, God makes a huge return on. Thank you for your investing in the young people of this congregation and this community. Little things make a huge difference. Anybody ever have to save Campbell's soup labels? Your mom ever make you save Campbell's soup labels for Redbird Mission? My mom always made us save Campbell's soup labels for Redbird Mission, and I thought she was crazy. Those little Campbell's soup labels, Mom, aren't going to make any difference in the world. Well, let me tell you what we saw that your little Campbell's soup labels do for Redbird Mission. They've been able to purchase 15 vans. Every van takes 2 million soup labels. So my mom's 5 and your mom's 5 and the little pile that Lynn Poy keeps us honest about our soup labels here. 2 million soup labels making a difference in the world. Your little investments making a difference in young people's lives. On their behalf, thank you. Let us stand and sing our final song.